Hi, it's the Plumline Podcast here. We're going to take a little bit of a break over the summer because we are devoting some time to our families and taking a break from all things poddish. Well, that's not strictly true, but certainly from the laborious and time-consuming task of recording on a weekly basis and all the prep and everything that that entails. Anyway, not to bore on about that. We're not leaving you without our voices in your ears for the entire summer, don't worry. Instead, we have lined up for you a wonderful little season of summer doctrine slots, as we're calling them. And we know that some of you will think, oh, well, that sounds really dull. Please be assured that it is anything but. We have got a great little lineup for you. Kat, who have we got coming on to talk about different doctrines? And would you like to tell the listeners a little bit more about the series?
Yes,
Well
so we've got, I think we've got six
We have got
great
six.
people, some former guests, so some voices that you might recognize, some new people who you won't recognize, but are people that we just love talking to about all different things. But they're often people that we find ourselves having these quite intense conversations with, while usually while all our children are screaming in the other room, but we just all pretend we can't hear them so we can carry on talking about whatever we're talking about.
Are you referring there to the episode that we've got with my husband on in
Yes.
particular? He's a great one for a chat while you drown out, tune out the sound of your own children crying.
Although the one time we couldn't drown them out was when you were trying to sort all seven of them out. And I think all seven of them had a different request for something to watch on telly together.
Yeah, that
And
sounds about right.
you ended up coming back into the room and just being like, I can't deal with all of this.
Oh,
Shut the
what, I'm
door.
breaking up your heavy chin scratching chat that you were having with
Yeah,
Andrew.
exactly.
To be fair, it is usually absolutely the other way around, so I do like to grant him the odd break to
He
do
does
all the talking.
end up, poor bloke, always at the mercy of my youngest child, doesn't he? And
He does.
whatever poor unfortunate board game there is in his wake. And Andrew, being the most patient person in the world, always plays it with him. Anyway, we've got some really great people that we just think are good, either good thinkers or just people that live out these doctrines, which can just feel really removed and sometimes a bit irrelevant, I think. But yeah, I think we've asked people who we've seen these be really real for, or who have just helped to communicate them to us in such a way that just makes them so inspiring and so, yeah, just leading you to real awe and wonder of who your God is.
Yeah, and makes them and
And
making them graspable.
yeah, and so I think that's kind of the hope really for this little series, is just talking about these doctrines, things that can feel quite complicated and quite boring, and talking about them in short little chunks, just giving a little taster of what they are. Sometimes I think we've got a mixture between people really explaining the ins and outs of a doctrine, and other people explaining how the doctrine and how the truth of the doctrine has helped them in a time of need, or a time when that truth about God has been particularly poignant to them. So yeah, hopefully it just gives you enough of a taster that you're wanting to go and find out a bit more.
So it's a quite the eclectic mix of people who are in full-time ministry and people who aren't, men and women. And yeah, we just hope it will be a little half-hour bit of goodness in your ears every week for the next 6 weeks.
Why don't you tell us one thing you're looking forward to this summer, Kat, before we go?
I am really excited about going to Northern Ireland for the first time ever in my whole life.
Amazing. You're
On a
going to have the best
ferry.
time ever.
I can't wait. We can have a special Northern Irish episode on my
Should.
return.
try and find some Northern Irish people that we know to.
I don't think that'll be too difficult, will it?
No.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to going to see the Northern Superchargers play in the 100 cricket tournament. I've never been to a live professional cricket match before, and I've never been to Headingley. So we're taking all the kids, and we're going to go and see the women play and the men play after. And yeah, going to shout, going to sing.
Fantastic.
I can't wait. Should be great.
Good. Right. Well, I think that's about all from us for now. Enjoy the series and enjoy the summer, and keep dangling your plumb lines all summer long.
And we'll see you in September.
September. Bye for now.
Bye.